This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami K. Sean, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started.
We're on session 158, and our topic of discussion today is what will it take for you to ... Fill in the blank right there for me. You already know I try to keep this thing kind of girl talkish environment. So that means I want you to kind of talk back to me, even though you can't technically talk back to me. And it's to get you to talk to yourself and to reflect and to think about some things, maybe go a little bit deeper than just the surface stuff of the thinking process, if you will. And this is one of those topics today. What will it take for you to, and fill in the blank right there. You know that thing that you have in the back of your mind that you have gotten on yourself about for the gazillion time. Like, I just need to do it already. It's time for this to happen already. It's at its peak season for you to bring it forth, but yet you're still putting it in an embryonic phase. It's still in a hibernation phase, and it's time to wake it up. And so that's why I wanted to talk about that today, but we're going to put a pause on it because, you know, I have to ask you, how's your day going? You know, we must be intentional. That's just the way it goes. You can be intentional with being frustrated, and it seems like frustration will keep coming your way. Or you can be intentional by putting a pretty smile on your face and making this day work for you. You know, we're at Tuesday now, so hopefully Monday, you know, is at Monday, never to return again. And we're at Tuesday, and we're just going to make the best of it, okay? Did you watch the Olympics? I'm going to tell you the truth. I didn't really do it so much outside of in track and field. That's really where I like to watch a lot of stuff. I used to like to watch gymnastics, but not so much anymore. But I caught, of course, major highlights. You can't help but to catch major highlights when you're watching such a world stage of performers. But the world just literally wrapped up the patriotic, heartfelt horsepower performance of the Olympic Games. And this is a time where millions of spectators have waited 4 years to watch about 2 weeks worth of global greatness. Athletes from all over the world, from countries sometimes I've never heard of and most definitely can't pronounce, where they come together expecting to win, expecting to get the gold or the silver or maybe even the bronze. Now, us as mere audience members or live streamers or living room spectators, do you ever ask yourself, what did it take for them to get there? Because all we pretty much do is scream at the TV in excitement or disappointment. Or if you're in an actual amazing audience seat and you're getting a live perspective, you're sharing your hoorays and your claps and all of the energy of the room in a very Coliseum kind of way. But at the end of the day, this is the polished, perfect performance. We get to see the finished result, if you will, of the prior 4 years. What did it take for them to get there? Because as we all know, life doesn't stop or freeze or switch rules, if you will. You can't blueprint your life. No matter how hard you try, you can give some dreams and some wishes and some vision boards. You can do all of that, but then there's still life. What did it take for them to get there? As robotic as they may look, and as unreal as it may seem when you see them performing, they're still human. And they still have to go through things in this life. I'm sure they had to go through daily fights or struggles or insecurities or doubts or fears or family issues or health issues or things that just stresses them out on a daily basis. But they're on their stage performing for the world in a great way. What did it take for them to get there? Of course, one of the big names that stayed trending and stayed in the media was Simone Biles for gymnastics. And she definitely did her thing. But we know a little bit of her story. And she was adopted and she was in and out of foster care. And her mom and her father both struggle in, you know, drug addictions and things of that sort. But yet she's on the world stage doing her thing. So when I say, what did it take or what will it take? I think it's going to take a whole bunch of stuff, because I would dare to say some of the struggles that Simone went through is helping her perform on the stage that she's on right now, because it showed her how to tap into something that she, I'm not saying she would have never tapped into it, but it's a part of her story. So now it only can enhance her, or she made it enhance her in a sense, so that she can tap into another level of greatness. I really hope that makes sense. I mean, even when you think of other countries, because once again, when you think of the Olympics, this is the world. And see, being in the Western civilization, or being even more specific, being an American in the United States, you know, they have hypnotize, or at least they try to hypnotize us as if we are the greatest country in the world. And, you know, and when they talk about other countries, especially countries that are what I prefer to say, maybe underdeveloped or in a developing stage, they call it third world, whatever that means. So rude, in my opinion. But even we'll use their term, third world countries are on this performing stage. Jamaica produces some of the greatest runners there are. But you can go back to their countries and see some of the most impoverished situations. What did it take for some of those runners to get there? What did it take for Usain Bolt to get there and do it again and again and again? The marathon runner for Kenya, who took the gold medal home, what did it take? Because life didn't stop. Life didn't freeze. And the reason that I'm bringing this stuff up is because you can't deny that I'm sure that these people had struggles, issues, whether they were directly impacting them or indirectly impacting them, that they had to go through. But yet something in them said, I have to go further. I have to take another step. I keep posing that question in the air so heavily because I really want you to take the time to give it to yourself and feed it to yourself. Swallow it and allow it to digest. What will it take for me to step out towards my dream? What will it take for me to finally get that GED diploma, that next degree or certification that I need? What will it take for me to finally get up and go and introduce myself to this person who I have been admiring for so long? I'm not here to tell you what it is that you're supposed to be doing, but I think you already know. I think you've had that conversation with yourself enough to know that, yeah, I know what Ani's talking about. That's the thing that I'm talking about. What will it take for you to go for the promotion? What will it take for you to say, I do already? Or maybe you're on the other end of that spectrum and you should probably be saying, I'm done, to hell with it already. What will it take for you to drop the zero and get you a hero to get to your next chapter with more peace of mind and joy? What will it take for you to put down or stop that one bad habit that's killing you slowly and pick up and start one great habit that will take you to your next level? I'm not saying that we are trying to go out in the world and become gold medalists. Now, some of you may be. It may be your dream, and I'm telling you to go for it. But what will it take is the question for you to get to that stage, because the Olympics gives you 4 years to get prepared. Then you have to qualify. So there's a lot of conditioning, a lot of discipline happening in between that time before you get to the hurrahs and the hoorays and the claps and the excitement and the potential to have a medal put around your neck. Because even once you do get to that stage, we're going to be proud of you. But guess what? Someone's been waiting 4 years for you to show up, 8 years, 8 months, three, whatever. Is someone in that audience? Is someone live streaming? Is someone waiting on that message? Is someone waiting for you to perform in such a great way that it inspires them to take their next step? Life won't stop. What are you willing to do to get there? What are you trying to do to get there? Because that conversation in your head where it's nagging you, the only way it's going to stop nagging you is if you do something about it. So what will it take for you to get up, get out, and get something? We're waiting. Time to share your 2 to 5 cents. Head on over to AniJohnson.com/S158. I thank you guys so much for listening to my podcast. I really hope that I am inspiring you and giving you time to just think or repose a question to yourself so that you can go out and get what it is that you desire to have on this journey and show up in a great way. Please feel free to share this podcast with your friends. You can send them over to AniJohnson.com as well, where they will be able to hear it. And of course, do /S158 and leave me a review on iTunes. I want to hear your feedback. Let me know how I can better serve you. Until we talk again, know that you are amazing, even on your worst day. I love you guys. I'm out of here.